The older I get, the older I get, the more I relish the quiet tranquility of my own company. I reflect more on life's simple gifts, like beautiful unexpected smiles, vivid flowers sprouting wild through cracks in the road, sitting on a bench in the serenity of the shade, looking at ambitious ripples scavenge the river's edge, laughing at myself, refereeing the playful mischief of my children. The older I get, the more sustenance I reap in the eyes of my loved ones, and from the intoxicating delight of real conversations, or the more I want to explore the powerful depth of a simple touch, for I now understand the feeling of completeness found in cuddles and longish hugs. The older I get, the more eager I am to kick up my heels and rock the boats. I refuse to settle, to follow someone else's dreams or blindly trying to meet their expectations. The older I get, the greater my desire to journey into the precious unknowns, for I know how to treasure unexpected moments when gifted to me. Incidentally, now I seek fewer new friendships, for I care deeply for the ones I have and adore the soft, precious jade of their flowers. Likewise, I no longer curse the enterprise of my enemies, for they too fortify me and keep me sharp. The older I get, the greater my appetite for truth, irrespective of its source. I have far less patience for imposters, and my ears are becoming more cautious because they know words are often wolves dressed stylishly in sheep's clothing, and that people have practiced thespians in never-ending plays. I shan't be dragged onto their stage. I choose to write my own script. The older I get, the better I've become at separating wheat from chaff and understanding the delicate contours of the human heart and at feeling deeply without fear. For these days, I have less to hide and much more to give. I take time to listen to life's heartbeat and to sync it with the wind's eloquent melodies or the soft tones of the sun. The older I get, the sweeter the elixir of love and laughter. I am forever ready to plunge headfirst into the intimacy of the now, for I have seen up close the weight of regret, which I refuse to entertain. I know that time is far too scarce, so I will not bank on tomorrow. It is a luxury I can ill afford. I much prefer to devour and savor time.